Hey guys, it's me, CTG Aria, founder of CoolTransGirl.com, and today is episode 5 of my podcast, Cool Trans Girl. In case you are new here, I essentially am making the content I wish I had access to earlier in my transition, just about mental health, wellness, relatable content, just on like a spiritual and mental level, if that makes sense, because I feel like so much of the content that revolves around trans women has to do with the physical transformation of, you know, man to woman. And, you know, while surgeries and feminization are, you know, a very important part of our journey, I think that there's, you know, so much that's going on internally that we don't talk about as well. So my goal for this podcast is for other trans girls to feel seen, to know that they're not the only trans girl in the world, that they're not fucking crazy, that we're all kind of experiencing this coming of age moment. And, you know, not only are we just like transitioning physically, we're also like going through these huge transformations in our lives that just, you know, comes with life in general. So my goal is to heal us through community. I think that healing through community is the most important thing that you can do as a transgender individual, because if you feel like you're the only like trans person in the world, it feels very isolating and very sad. And, you know, I've been in a dark place before, and I know a lot of the girls have, and it just breaks my heart knowing that other people feel lonely in their transition. Hi, this is a safe space, and hopefully you resonate with this content and you like it. So let's get into it. Oh, also, I have a weekly wellness newsletter. My weekly wellness newsletter gets sent to your inbox every Tuesday, so I can end my podcast and my fucking emails with "see you next Tuesday, soul cunt." But basically, it is an iconic quote, a weekly mantra, a journal prompt or something for you to just like think about throughout the week, and some words of affirmation, you know. And it's like, it's fun, it's silly. I really think that you'll get some value out of the newsletter. I really have fun when I write them, and it's honestly just kind of me, like, you know, I put a lot of love into the newsletter, and it's very candid and it's very fun. So yeah, subscribe to my newsletter at cooltransgirl.com. So yeah, you can be part of the weekly wellness newsletter and see my iconic newsletters because they're hot. Anyways, so today's episode, the 27 lessons that I learned before turning 27. And just in case you didn't know and you don't follow me on Instagram and you're just, you know, starting with this podcast episode, I turned 27 2 days ago. I should have had a podcast episode out about it. This episode is late because I was having issues with software equipment. I had to teach myself audio engineering. Oh, you know how that goes. But yeah, now we're back. Now we're live. So every Tuesday, these podcast episodes come out, but this one is coming out on a Thursday. But you know, I'm still here, ho. So anyways, I basically wrote 27 lessons in my notes app, just that I have learned leading up to, you know, turning 27. And 2 days ago, I honestly had like the best birthday ever. I'm just going to tell you about it real quick while I have you here before we like get into it completely. But yeah, so I woke up early. I wrote my newsletter, the weekly wellness newsletter I told you about. After that, I took my first Pilates class, which was like fucking amazing. There was only 2 other people in the classroom, so it was nice to just like try something new, and, you know, get myself out of my comfort zone. And I actually like really enjoyed the Pilates class, and I want to do more. It's just like, Pilates classes cost like a million zillion dollars, but I'll find room in the budget for it. I just might have to move some things around. Anyways, after that, I got my birthday Starbucks, went home, got ready, and then me and my situationship, LOL. Me and my situationship, we went to the Gagosian Art Gallery. We realized we went to the wrong one. There's like 2 in New York. There's like the big one and there's a small one. We went to the small one. So we changed trajectory. We went to Mercer Labs, and that was like just like a really cool and intimate experience. And after that, he took me to Manhattta, which is this like restaurant that overlooks the city, and apparently was in Wolf of Wall Street, and that was really sexy. And you know, then we went back to his whatever. I went back uptown. After that, got ready. I had a friend come over. We like talked, you know, drank some wine or some Prosecco. I got, you know, I put on a hoe outfit. Like literally I was like going for like Slavic hooker because I, you know, decided to have my birthday at the Russian Tea Room. I don't know why. I had just been like thinking about where do I want to have my birthday? And for some reason, the Russian Tea Room kept popping up. It was a Tuesday in February, so it was fucking dead. I got fucking plastered on like four to five espresso martinis. After that, I ended up back at my situationship's house, stayed the night, you know, had a lot of fun, and had like multiple birthday orgasms. So it was honestly, it was a really great time. Anyways, so after my birthday, I reflected on 27 lessons that I have learned. And so we're just going to go through all of them that I wrote. I've learned so many more things in life, but these are just the ones that popped out first. So without further ado, 27 lessons that I have learned before turning 27. Lesson one, always trust your gut. I know this is like super cliche, but trust me when I say that every time I have not listened to my gut, I have lived to regret it. So if you listen to last week's episode where I was talking about how I got scammed out of $800, I definitely ignored my gut multiple times. I allowed my boundaries to be crossed multiple times. And yeah, just anytime I've doubted somebody's intentions or, you know, even have like, you know, I thought to myself like, oh, maybe I like don't have time for this, or maybe I should do this instead of that, or I shouldn't be focusing on this right now. And every time I have like ignored that internal voice, it has fucked up everything. So, you know, as women, we have female intuition. I also think just like as individuals, like we just have like this guidance inside of us that tells us what to do. And it's about being in tune with your mind, body, and soul. And just try to listen to that voice more, because that voice is trying to steer you in the right direction. Don't ignore it. Don't ever ignore it. Okay. Number two, self-preservation is more important than being polite. So I grew up in a household where, you know, being polite was considered the priority over like setting boundaries and whatever. So a lesson that I had to learn before 27 was you need to set solid boundaries with people. You need to put yourself first, because like if you are not putting yourself first and you are letting people walk all over you, it builds resentment towards others, towards people that you love the most. And yeah, so definitely try to always think of yourself when it comes to your interactions with your friends and your family, and you don't have to do things that you don't want to do. Okay. Number three, the feeling of gender euphoria is priceless. So for me, I spent a lot of money. I still spend a lot of money on my hair extensions. And it's something that I had thought about investing in for a really long time. While these extensions are very expensive, and I literally am just like working to maintain my hair, like I work to pay for my nails, my makeup, my hair, and my credit card bills, and then I run that shit up again. So it's not very sustainable right now. However, the way that I move in the world is so different, and how I'm perceived in the world is so different, and just like the gender euphoria that it's given me is like fucking priceless, and you can't put a price on it. So if you've been thinking about like investing in something that you know will make you feel more beautiful, and I'm not talking about like shoes or bags or whatever, like, you know, I'm talking about investing time and energy and money into things like hair, or getting, you know, facial feminization surgery or breast augmentation, like the feeling of gender euphoria is priceless, and you really need to prioritize that. That's just me personally, because when you feel content and confident in your body, like you know, that's just like an amazing feeling. And you have this sort of like magnetism that draws other people into your energy. Okay, so that was number three. Number four, money ruins relationships. I have had multiple sugar daddies and they were all fucking terrible. And I honestly, like, there is not enough money in the world that can make me deal with a man that I do not want to deal with. You know, but like, I get it. Like, I understand the hustle, like, been there, done that. But if you are actually, like, trying to have an intimate relationship with somebody, like, money cannot be at the center of your relationship. Like, it ruins relationships. Like, there's a weird power dynamic, and both of you end up manipulating each other and hurting one another, and it's just not worth it, in my opinion. Okay. Number five, taking shortcuts get you lost. If you try to take shortcuts and try to make fast money or whatever, you're going to end right back at square one, and you're going to have to start over. And this is me at about square one and a half, square two, after going back to square one. okay. Six, plenty of men will date trans women, so don't lower your standards. I think that a lot of us trans women, like, go into the world thinking that, like, nobody's gonna love and accept us. And then, like, because we're thinking that, that is the kind of, like, energy we bring into our space, and we're willing to, like, settle for really shitty men just for fucking attention. And, like, I'm telling you, sister, like, going back to self-preservation, like, do not waste your time on these dusty ass men. There are so many men out there that are not going to see you for your transness, and you should not have to tolerate anything that you do not want to, and just, you know, feeling uncomfortable in this weird situation with a man. Like, you have not gone through the things that you have gone through, so you could be entertaining some bullshit on Grindr or hooking up with a guy in his car. So set some standards for yourself and maintain those standards. Okay. Seven, self-isolation is the worst coping mechanism. Like, being by yourself destroys your mental health. If you are by yourself consistently and you are in your own head consistently, you are going to drive yourself fucking insane. Go outside, touch grass, and make friends and hang out and reach out to people. Okay. Eight, make life as simple as possible. I think that when it comes to life, like, just don't make things harder than they need to be. Like, sometimes it's just like, okay, instead of overthinking something, like, just do it. You know, if you're building a project and it's becoming very detail-oriented and you're getting lost in these details, like, strip everything back, simplify it. Even eating simply, like, and I don't mean just like eat whole foods and cook everything from scratch, but like, sometimes if you just need to eat like some charcuterie and some grapes and, you know, throw and trail mix and like have a little like girl lunch, it takes a lot off of you mentally. So make life as simple as possible. Number nine, if you are having a crisis, call a friend or a family member always. Like, you do not have to be in your head by yourself. Your family or your friends love you and care about you. Like, do not self-isolate and think that you are a bother. If you are like having a mental health crisis, like, if you need to call your friend, if you need somebody to talk to, that's what your friends and your family are for. So yeah. Anyways, number 10, whatever you want to do in life requires hard work and effort. Nothing in life comes to you for free. It is going to take an immense amount of energy to make your dreams come true. And yeah, enjoy the journey, enjoy the present moment, but just know that anything you want is going to require some effort on your behalf. Okay, number 11, having sex with him because you want him to like you more doesn't work. I'm not going to go into that. 12, men who won't go out in public with you now never will in the future. Just keep that in mind. 13, get the fuck off Grindr. You're not going to find the love you're not going to find the love of your life on Grindr, sister. I'm sorry. 14, don't be afraid to be a bitch. Set boundaries with people, because people are going to try to take advantage of you in life. Like, don't be afraid to be a bitch and protect yourself. Number 15, always take the high road. I don't think that you should get into these petty arguments with people and just like give people your energy. You know, I always or stoop down to like somebody's level, like always take the high road. I think that's how you can walk away from the situation. Just knowing that, you know, you handled the situation with grace. And even if the other person think that they won that argument or whatever, like you know, internally, like what's the truth. So, you know, always take the high road. Don't ever stoop to somebody else's level. 16, always accept what is out of your control. If there's something that is out of your control and you can't fix it, just accept the situation and figure out what to do next with that situation in mind. Because if you try to, you know, control things that you cannot control, you will drive yourself crazy. Number 17, don't be desperate. Desperate energy is so gross. I'm talking about just like with anything in life, with men, with, you know, finding a job, with trying to like, you know, get more money trying to make more money, trying to make friends. Just like, don't be desperate, because that energy like really turns people off, and it actually like drives the things that are meant for you like away. It's when you are in a receptive state and you are just like in flow and you are trusting the universe that it's going to take care of you, that's when all of these amazing things begin to come into your life. 18, blondes do have more fun. 100%. As an ex-brunette, life is sweeter as a blonde girl, I will say. 19, take control of your life. And this is something that like I struggled with. I literally had like this, you know, era of my life where I literally like did not want to be alive, and I was just rotting in bed, and I was just letting life pass me by. And it was because I hadn't taken responsibility for the life that I wanted, or was willing to accept that anything I wanted required hard work and effort. But yeah, like you are the one that is in control of your time, your finances, you know, how you want to be perceived in the world, like your healing. Take control of your life. Okay. Okay, that was 19. 20. Never take a safe place to live or food for granted. If you have a roof over your head and if you have food to eat, that is a blessing in it of itself. You know, I had a crazy ass fucking roommate when I first moved to New York who was like literally a drug addict, and it was so like mentally destabilizing living with her, and I did not feel safe in that apartment. And I will never take having a roof over her head or a place where I feel like I'm safe for granted ever again. Yeah, so always be grateful for that, truly. Okay. 21, expect princess treatment. Do not settle for anything else. If you expect princess treatment, you will get princess treatment. Just because you are trans does not mean that men you should be, or, sorry, just because you are transgender does not mean you should accept the bare minimum. You are a niche product, honey. So you better be marketing yourself that way and let these men know that you are not putting up with any fucking bullshit, because you have put up with a lot. You know, we've been hurt by men in the past a lot. So whoever you bring into your life is going to treat you like a fucking princess. 22, minimum wage work means minimum wage effort. And I say that because I have like worked at jobs and like, you know, sold my soul to these companies for like minimum fucking wage. And every time I've been like screwed over, like didn't get a promotion or whatever, just like honestly, like do not put your whole pussy into a fucking minimum wage job. Honestly, like I take advantage of that shit as often as I can. Sorry. Okay. 23, don't use your brain more than you have to. This is kind of like just like simplifying your life, but don't overthink things. Like instead of thinking about, oh my God, I need to do this, and like having a fucking panic attack, just, you know, take it one step at a time, and don't overthink the process. And I think that not using your brain when you don't have to means that you have more energy to do other things that require effort or more of like a mental stamina, I guess. 24, be sexy, wear more skirts. Skirts are so fun. I like literally cannot tell you the last time I like wore a pair of jeans. 25, being underestimated is the best advantage. And not only do I get, you know, underestimated as a blonde, you know, girl, but like also as a trans girl, people do not expect much out of me. And I love milking that as often as possible. Also, there's just something so satisfying about, you know, coming out the gate and just like blowing people out of the fucking water. Being underestimated is way better than being overestimated. And like, you know your own worth, you know what you contribute. So even if other people do not see the value that you bring to the table, like you can ground yourself in the fact that you internally know, your own self-worth and your own value. Yeah. And I think that that's a win. Okay. So that was 25, 26, always carry pepper spray. You need to protect yourself as a trans woman, as a woman in general, but especially as a trans woman. Yeah, there's sickos out in the world, unfortunately. There are weirdos that you don't know about, but there are people out in the world that actively seek to hurt others. So please be careful. Always carry pepper spray, you know, if you can help it. Do not walk home like at fucking like 3 a.m. like, you know, take the fucking Uber or at least go with a fucking friend. Like, do not be out that late by yourself, because there are fucking weirdos. Okay, and then lastly, 27, healing starts with community. Connect with other trans women. Honestly, I didn't really start connecting with other trans women until like, I think I was like 25, about to turn 26, about a year ago. And it just like, it changed my fucking life being around like other trans women. And now I have, you know, trans women as friends. And this kind of like, this also reminds me of a question I got asked the other day. Hold on. Let me see if I can find her info on, I don't know what that clickety clackety is. Let's see. Okay, I'm not gonna pull it up. But anyways, shout out to the girl who asked me. I think her name's Manny. Is it Manny? I think it's Manny. If it's not Manny, I'm sorry, girl. But I'm pretty sure it's Manny. She asked me the other day, how can I connect with other trans women in like Long Island? And she says that sometimes she sees trans women and she's afraid to like go up to them. But I think just like with, you know, being, introducing yourself requires like a certain level of confidence and a certain level of vulnerability. And I think that like us as trans women, a lot of the times we are so open and receptive to talk to like other trans women. It's just like when we see each other, it's like, oh my God, like, thank God. You know, I think there's like this unspoken like rule, I guess. Like when I see another trans woman, I'm always like, you look gorgeous. And then she's like, you look gorgeous. And we're just like, oh, we're gorgeous. And yeah, so, you know, don't be afraid to be confident and to walk up to a trans girl as a fellow trans girl and just be like, hey, you look great. And just, you know, start having a conversation from there. And if she decides to be a fucking cunt, then that's not your problem. She's not meant for you. She's just up her own ass. Yeah, so put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to talk to other trans women. A lot of the times we all feel lonely and we all are just like happy to see another girl living and thriving. And, you know, just seeing a trans girl in the wild always makes me feel so happy. So anyways, that was my 27 lessons that I learned before turning 27. I apologize if I sounded like anxious and am sweating as I am like filming this podcast, because I am like trying to get through this list. I have to be out the door momentarily because I have to go to my job. But I hope that you were able to get some value out of the lessons. Even if you took one of these lessons with you, that makes me happy. Yeah, so without further ado, sign up for my weekly wellness newsletter. and rate my podcast 5 stars if you enjoy or resonate with this content. It helps me grow as a creator, and it also just like helps get this content out to the girls who need it the most. So yeah, I think that's it. Until next time, see you next Tuesday.